This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, great to have you. Are you well?
I'm well. How are you?
We are also well on this side. There's been a story that I've seen for the past couple of days that has got me utterly, utterly interested, as well as a couple of our listeners have weighed in on it today. Would you give up Facebook for 700 Rand? What is the story?
Well, this was actually a very interesting study, and I'd like to get into the nitty-gritties of it a little bit, because it's not quite as simple as giving up Facebook for a month for 700 Rand. Well, in a way it is, but what they were trying to measure, they're working on a new system of value measurement to kind of extend GDP as we have it. Because GDP only measures something quite specific, and so they wanted to have this thing GDP-B, where the B stands for benefit.
Okay.
Because you've got all these free services that contribute to the economy in an immeasurable way. So how do you try to measure that? And so the question that they asked was, how much could we pay you effectively to give up a service like Facebook? And the experiment was expanded to things like WhatsApp. So in the US, the average was $50. Folks would give up Facebook for a month for $50. And the way that they made this, to kind of encourage people to give true results or true answers, is that they would randomly draw people from the pool of survey respondents and actually make them that offer. So if you say, yes, I will give up Facebook for a month for $100, then there's a chance that you will be one of the 200 people selected who will actually have that offer made to you. And so there might actually be a payoff. There might be actual consequences to your answer. And so that's how they try to get people to give honest answers, and how they got an average of $50 a month to give up Facebook.
That's the results. Yeah.
In the Netherlands, they did another experiment in the Netherlands involving WhatsApp, which was very interesting. Folks there, you would have to pay them over 500 euro to get them to give up WhatsApp for a month. Yeah, WhatsApp in that sense is far more important to people than Facebook, it seems.
Isn't that interesting? Jan, I want you to quickly deal with the issue of the math results being a concern for South Africa, because I want to play out with a song that I've been dying to do all day. But I want you to very quickly address that issue for me.
Yes, this is something that we write about every year, because maths is so inextricably linked to the tech sector. I mean, maths and science are critical for a career in technology, really. And this is the Council for Quality Assurance in General and Further Education, UMALUSI, who says that, where they see improvement in a matric subject such as geography, physical science, and mathematical literacy, standard mathematics is worrying them because the performance there is flat. What they're seeing is the number of matrics passing maths on a matric level is flat. It's not going up. And of some concern as well that they highlight is that there are fewer students taking subjects like physical science. So the number of learners writing physical science and mathematics has been declining from around 193,000 and 265,000 respectively in 2016. Let me just give the numbers this way. So science numbers have declined by 20,000 enrollees. So 20,000 fewer matrics enrolled in science in 2018 than in 2016. And in math, around 32,000 fewer students enrolled in mathematics in 2018 than they did in 2016. Those are massive declines, considering that the actual pool of students has been increasing. Varies. Sometimes it's higher, but generally it's been increasing. And yet we're seeing much fewer enrollments in maths and science than we have in previous years. And that's a big cause for concern.
Jan Vermeulen, that's where we're going to leave it today. Thank you for that food for thought. Concerning stats you've been brandishing. We, as a country, that's going to have very negative long-term impacts for us and needs to be addressed. Jan, same time next week.
Same time next week. Thank you very much.